Four companies control over 80% of the U.S. meat industry, and that's crushing the family farm and sticking you with sketchy meat. But it doesn't have to be this way. I know for myself, I get Moink in my home. Why? Because I trust it and because it's great tasting and it's not very expensive. Listen, I suffer from lack of funza, so I need something that's going to be economically sound for my family, but more importantly, for my wife and for my daughter, it needs to taste great. Moink is the new meat delivery service that ships the best tasting grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, and wild-caught Alaskan salmon direct to your door. They don't bleach their chicken like Big Ag or use antibiotics, hormones, or any other sorts of funk. Moink's animals are raised outdoors, and their fish swim wild in the ocean. With Moink, you're saving the family farm while your family dines like royalty. Join the Moink movement today. Go to moinkbox.com/busted right now for free ground beef for a year. That's a pound of the finest ground beef on earth in every one of your Moink boxes for an entire year for free. Offer ends November 15th, spelled M-O-I-N-K, box.com/busted. Moinkbox.com/busted.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer Bully Ray and I talk about the last 30 seconds of WWE backstage. Why? Because we got the return of CM Punk and the promise of CM Punk being there next week. This is the first time we've seen CM Punk anywhere near the WWE in over 5 years. We talk about what this means for CM Punk and what this possibly can mean for the WWE. Also on today's show, we probably have the most unique interview ever in the 10 years of Busted Open. And it's with musician, religious leader, and YouTube star Poppy. You're going to love this interview that Bully and I do with the sensation, Poppy. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. CM Punk is back, and he's going to be on the show, WWE Backstage, next week. So I'm sure we're going to get a big pop in the rating. And this was a Fox deal again. Fox signed him. The WWE okayed it. And you said something interesting before in regards to CM Punk. And I will say this, Bully, I have a lot of emotions when it comes to CM Punk. I was a huge CM Punk fan when he was wrestling. I loved him in Ring of Honor. I fell in love with Ring of Honor while Punk was there. I loved him in the WWE. I think he kind of changed the culture in a lot of ways with the WWE. But I have to be honest with you, over the last 5 years in regards to CM Punk, I have been up and down as far as whether I ever want to see CM Punk back in a ring or back affiliated with pro wrestling. Now I'm going to go back to an interview that CM Punk had last year with MMA Fighting. And MMA Fighting was asking him about Ronda Rousey, obviously Ronda going from the world of MMA to the WWE, the exact reverse of what CM Punk did. And they asked if CM Punk had watched Ronda Rousey wrestle in her match at WrestleMania. And this was his answer. He said, "No, I did not. I saw a couple of clips here and there, and still when I say it's hard for me to watch wrestling, it's not like an anxiety thing. It's not like an, ugh, I can't do it. I literally can't get through 8 seconds without being like, okay, can I change the channel? I'm bored. I gotta watch something else. It's like going to a baseball game at Citi Field. I like Wrigley Field. It's old school. Going to a baseball game at Citi Field, it's like a guy gets ball four and they blow off fireworks and there's LED screens on and everything. Wrestling is now completely like that. There's LED screens everywhere and there's flashing lights and I feel like I'm gonna have a seizure." Then they asked him about, well, then, do you watch indie wrestling? And he said, same thing. I don't know why. Subconsciously, there's like a disconnect. I see clips. I know Kenny Omega is the hot guy. He's probably one of the better guys in the world right now, but it's the same thing. I'll watch clips of matches. I don't see myself watching a full match. I just can't do it. That was a little bit over a year ago in an interview with MMA Fighting. So okay. Now here we are on November 13th talking about CM Punk being a part of a show called WWE Backstage, where he's going to be talking about, of all things, the WWE. Here he said a year ago he can't get through 8 seconds of a match, and now he's going to be giving his opinions on things that are taking place on the ultimate LED firework pro wrestling show, the WWE.
And what's the big difference between the two?
Why
a year ago could he not get through 8 seconds, but now he'll have to get through 3 hours? Why? How? It's one word, buddy.
It's got to be money.
Money. I'm now getting paid to watch Monday Night Raw. I'm now getting paid to watch SmackDown. So if I'm getting paid, I'm sure I can get through it in some way, shape, or form. Do you think Fox is taking care of him?
Yes, I'm sure they are.
Okay, so then now that becomes his job. I now have to sit in front of a TV and watch either the entire show, or they will get me clips of the things they want me to review.
Now, he has also said not too long ago that, you know, obviously his MMA career is done. I don't think he has an interest. And here's the thing that a lot of fans probably don't want to hear, Bully, because this is obviously going to get people thinking about him possibly returning to the ring. I think he loves being a commentator. I think he loves being a talk show host. I think this is something that this is where he wants his future career path to be. Let me ask you this. I've been the host of Busted Open for 10 years. I love pro wrestling. I love doing this show. What if you found out, or the nation found out, that, you know, 14, 15 months ago, that I was saying, you know what? I can't stand wrestling. I can't get through 8 seconds of watching a match. It's terrible. It's not something I'd rather do 100 different things than sit and watch a wrestling match. But then here I am hosting a pro wrestling show for 3 hours called Busted Open, where all I do is talk about pro wrestling. Would people want to hear my opinions knowing that just a year ago I couldn't watch it or I didn't like it? It's interesting to me. I'm wondering if fans want to hear from CM Punk, knowing that on different occasions he says he's just not in love with it anymore. He doesn't like it anymore. He can't watch it anymore. It's a disconnect. And it's not even like it's an anxiety thing where, hey, I did this and it's hard. It's difficult for me to sit and watch it. Listening to that interview from over a year ago, it's like, man, I just don't like it anymore.
So you're not exactly calling him a hypocrite, but you're saying, or you're inferring, that his comments are hypocritical.
Yes. I mean, it's like a rock star saying, you know what? I don't like rock anymore. I hate rock music. I'm done with it. I'm never going to write another rock song. I'm never going to perform another rock song. I'm done. Then becomes a country and western singer, and the album completely flops. And then he's like, you know what? I found my love for rock again. I'm a rock star again. It's basically the same thing.
Tommy Lee from Motley Crue went on record years ago and said, I cannot play these songs anymore. I am so tired of playing Motley Crue songs. I cannot get up on stage every night and play these same songs. It does nothing for me. I'm bored by playing the music that I wrote. Can't do it anymore. And then Live Nation came along and threw about $100 million at the band, and they went on tour for 2.5 years and did a final tour. And then after that final tour, there's rumors that next year they're going to get back together, even though they signed a contract saying that they could never, ever tour again. Why? Because it looked like Live Nation is going to throw more money at them. So Tommy Lee was hypocritical, saying, I'm tired of playing this Motley Crue music. I can't do it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. But you know what? That's a hell of a chunk of money right there. All right. All right, boys, let's go. One, two, three, four. Girls, girls, girls.
Now, let me ask you. I bet there's a portion of a Motley Crue fans or the Motley Crue's audience that are saying, you know what? Maybe being away from it, he fell back in love with it, and now he's back. Probably not the truth. What you're saying is probably 100% accurate. But there's probably a big fan base that believes, you know what? You know, distance and being away from it, you know, you fall back in love with it. And I'm sure there's a lot of
people. I can't see Punk falling back in love with the WWE. Because what we are seeing from them, I'm sure there are certain wrestlers there that he likes and respects. Listen, he was standing next to Samoa Joe last night, one of his oldest foes in the ring, going back to Ring of Honor. He was standing next to Adam Cole, who I'm sure he respects his talents very much. I'm sure that they're like the AJ Styles or the Daniel Bryans. I don't think Punk necessarily found his love again or found his smile when it comes to the WWE's product. I'm sure he's more of a fan of what AEW does. It's just because that's the brand of wrestling he likes. Dave, if we're going to be completely honest with our fan base and our assessment of things, how difficult is it for you to get through 3 hours of Monday Night Raw?
It's difficult. It's hard.
Do you watch the whole show every single week?
I do. Now, because I have...
Don't lie.
I'm not lying.
There's sometimes the both of us have to shut the show off and go back and rewatch because we can't get through it.
Oh, well, that's 100% true. I mean, but I still watch it, but there are times like, yeah, it's like, all right, I've had enough. I'll watch the rest of it in the morning because I have to talk about it.
But doesn't that lend credibility to his statement of, I can't get through it because he's just not entertained by it? Nothing about it does anything for him.
But see, that's where there's this is why this is completely different. Because first of all, we do a pro wrestling show. So we're not just talking about the WWE. We're talking about everything. So outside of Monday Night Raw, Impact, even SmackDown for the most part, NWA, AEW, NXT, I love watching those shows. The toughest show to watch is a three-hour Monday Night Raw. That's by far the toughest pro wrestling show for me to watch. But there are times that it's a good show. There's times that I enjoy what I've watched from start to finish. And also, you would agree with this bully, we want it to be good. Here's a guy that's completely disconnected from himself, didn't give a shit about it. So, again, if I had an opportunity to interview CM Punk, let's just say CM Punk walked into the door, sat down in that chair, and I had a chance to interview him, my first question to him would be, do you like wrestling? That would be my first question for me. Do you like wrestling? And if I ask him that question, Bully, what do you think his answer would be?
Yes.
Now, is that an honest answer, or is that an answer that he feels he has to give because he's now being a host on WWE backstage?
It's an honest answer.
When I work out, I go hard. But the harder you go, the more tired you get, right? Your body and your breathing slow down. What if we could dial up the intensity and sustain our workouts? Training Mask will get you there. Training Mask is the industry leader in the development of performance breathing. Better breathing can help burn fat, build muscle, and improve your workout. Look, when we want stronger biceps, we train with weights. The resistance pushes your muscle. Training Mask provides resistance to your respiratory muscles, which control your airflow. What does all this mean? We can go harder, faster, and longer without the fatigue. Dial up the intensity, boost stamina, and maximize recovery time. Training Mask is what separates good fitness from athletic excellence, and you can learn more at trainingmask.com. Professional athletes and personal trainers use it, and so can you. Let's add more horsepower to our workout. Visit trainingmask.com. That's trainingmask.com. Let's go to Drew in California. Drew, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the Fox conspiracy, the whole WWE signing CM Punk and then saying it's Fox. Are you ready?
It's not true, but give us the short ad lib version.
Okay, well, look at it like this. How long have we been waiting to see CM Punk come back? So we've all been waiting years, and now Vince McMahon. So you don't think Vince McMahon signed off on this?
They signed off on it, but they did not sign him. They were okay. The WWE was okay with the signing, but it was Fox who signed CM Punk.
So what do you think his paycheck stub is from, Fox or WWE?
Fox. He's getting paid by Fox.
Okay. Maybe you got me there. If that's true, that's true.
Wow, that was difficult.
Okay, we'll go with your theory on that.
It's not a theory. It's a fact. It's a Fox show on FS1. Fox wanted CM Punk. They went to the WWE. They said, are you okay with this? He said yes. They signed him. You saw him last night. He's going to be on next week.
I did. I actually don't see him because I don't care. I didn't watch that show. Anyways, and I don't watch Raw. They're paying CM Punk to watch Raw. They should be paying all of the people to watch Raw. It's so bad.
Okay, Drew. See what happens, bully. Do you understand my frustration at times?
I'm frustrated that guy got on the show.
All right, let me pray. Okay, I'm done praying. Kyle in Pennsylvania. Kyle, what did you want to say about CM Punk?
Hey, my name's Kyle. First time caller, long time listener.
I was wondering
if you guys would think, since Fox signed CM Punk, if the ratings on Backstage are going to be high, they try to push Vince to have him on SmackDown.
Okay, now that's a good question, Kyle. Thanks for the question. Now, obviously, Bully, I would hope that the ratings are going to be higher now that CM Punk is a part of WWE Backstage. Can't get much lower. But the second half of the question, I think, is a good one. Do you think this could lead to something else? Now, I don't think it's going to lead to CM Punk being back in the ring. Listen, I could be wrong. This could be. And who knows what's going to happen if this starts snowballing. But could this lead to him being a commentator on SmackDown on Fox? Fox show, is that a possibility?
Dave, whenever we have situations like this and you ask me questions like this, I always go back to relationships and how people interact with one another. You're broken up with somebody for 5 years, but you want to get back together with that other person, him, her, whatever. And you've been reaching out for a long time. You don't get an answer. And then all of a sudden you send a text that says, hey, just wanted to reach out, say hello, hope you're doing good. And you finally get a return text that says, I'm good, hope all is well with you also. Does that give you hope?
Of course, yes.
That's what wrestling fans have right now when it comes to CM Punk. They have hope because finally something has happened. He has finally answered some kind of text, some kind of call. He's back in the fray. His foot is back in the door. Yes, he's working for Fox, analyzing WWE television. But he's somewhat back in. He rubbed elbows with a couple of his buds last night. We know he's friends with Renee. We know he's got a good relationship with Joe. I'm sure he knows of Cole. Not sure of his relationship with Booker or Paige, but it doesn't matter. Next week, he'll be around his friends again. Maybe being back around a couple of the people that you like to be back around will help him through this. Maybe that whole StarCast thing helped. Remember when I said that if wrestling fans really want to see Punk back when he does his sit-down interview at StarCast, let him know how much you love him and appreciate him? Maybe the guy just needs to know that his fan base really wants him back. Maybe this is him putting his toe in the water. This is answering that first text. Him being in the ring? Now? You could say there's a possibility. A week ago, the answer was no. Now? Possibility. When? Who knows? What if that guy was to turn around after, let's say he got done doing Backstage last night, and all of a sudden he went, you know something? This is where I belong. I belong in a wrestling ring. This is what I do. Let's say he picked up the phone and he called Vince. Vince, I want to be back. Let's bury the hatchet. Blah, 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 blah. That guy immediately becomes number 30 in the Royal Rumble.
Well, the one thing we do know, Bully, this is not a Stone Cold Steve Austin situation where he can't physically perform. This is not an Edge situation where he can't physically perform. We know CM Punk can physically perform. And CM Punk, probably for a pro wrestler, you would say his age is probably the peak age in a lot of ways for a pro wrestler. So when you look at the wear and tear and him being away for 5 years, and you know what? Even being an MMA fighter, staying conditioned, it's not like he's been sitting on his ass for 5 years eating bonbons. I mean, you have to throw that possibility out there. Again, I don't think it's likely. I think he likes the role of being a talk show host or a commentator. But you know what? When you see CM Punk and you hear that music, how do you not automatically think of the possibility that he could be back in the ring?
The only negative is I always talk about ring rust. He's probably got a ton of ring rust on him that he'll have to knock off. I'm sure he can do it. I'm sure he knows how to work smart. There's so many possibilities. You don't think that Heyman is going to be doing everything that he possibly can? Who was Punk's advocate?
It was Paul Heyman.
Could you imagine Heyman having a, I'm calling it a dangerous alliance just for the sake of wrestling fans. Could you imagine Heyman having a stable of Brock Lesnar and CM Punk? You think that's going to interest wrestling fans?
Yes, or you could go back to something that we saw before he left and a feud with Brock Lesnar.
Absolutely. Listen, the possibilities with Punk back in a ring are endless. You asked the question, are we going to see him in a ring? There's more of a chance today of seeing Punk in a wrestling ring than there was yesterday.
And a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we never thought we would see a moment where he would be anywhere near you would see that WWE logo.
Not me. Because wrestlers always come back home, and home is the wrestling ring. Has anybody truly stayed away?
No.
Has anybody said, I'm splitting, I'm retiring, I'm done, and actually stayed away?
At some point, they always come back. Look at I mean, Bruno came back. The Ultimate Warrior came back. I mean, those are guys that you thought they landed a bomb on and never a possibility could cross that bridge. And they did.
And you want to talk about, you know, you said a little bit earlier on about the WWE being pissed off at Punk and Punk being pissed off. And, you know, are they going to be able to get along? Sable sued the WWE for $90 million. They buried the hatchet.
Yep. Her husband's champion.
Business is business, and Vince will never let anything get in the way of good business. There is nothing personal to Vince McMahon. Even the things that are personal to Vince McMahon, he's able to put to the side because of business. Especially if that business is going to draw.
Let me ask you really quick, though. If you thought that he was going to come back, if you thought there was, you know, you said CM Punk, you know, wrestlers, they can't stay away. With the environment that we have now in pro wrestling, did you ever think the avenue that he would take would be the avenue of the WWE? AEW, Ring of Honor, New Japan.
I don't think he's taking the avenue of the WWE right now. I think he's taking the avenue of Fox.
If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. A lot of people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. You can listen outside the car. Right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Just go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. You can listen on your phone, at home, and online. That's SiriusXM.com/busted. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
Punk arrives, promises to be back next week, Tuesday night on FS1. It's going to be an interesting time for that show and for CM Punk. Let me ask you this, Bully. And this is a difficult question because you're the business side. You're the guy that always says, you know, hey, the bottom line is the dollar. This is a business. It's the pro wrestling business. And CM Punk, you know what? Big dollar signs with a return to what we're seeing right now. But in your heart of hearts, and you you painted a beautiful word picture before when it came to CM Punk. You said that maybe being away, maybe being a part of StarCast and meeting the fans. Hey, you know what? I got the juice again. I want to be back into the fold, and why not make a pretty good paycheck while doing it? But do you think that this is kind of like just a fallback plan for CM Punk? You know what? I was pissed off at the world of pro wrestling. I was pissed off at the WWE. I'm done. I'm finished. Like I did. I read that interview clip from MMAfighting.com where he said, I can't even get through 8 seconds of watching any kind of pro wrestling, not just the WWE. But now he's back in the fold. Is this like his fallback plan? He's not passionate about it. He doesn't love it. It's just that, like, hey, right now, this is not much anything else that I can do. So I'm coming back. Don't want to, but I have to come back.
Maybe he has to come back, like we talked about earlier, for financial reasons. And I'm sure Fox is doing the right thing by him. So money always talks. We talked about his court case. Maybe that, you know, put a dent in the checkbook.
Mm-hmm.
If I had the pencil, you know what I would do with CM Punk?
What?
I would give CM Punk the pencil. What do you want to do, Punk? What excites you? You said you hate this. You said you hate wrestling. You said you don't want to be back. But if I hand you the pencil, what would you write down on paper? What's the story you'd like to tell? Who would you like to work with? What could you come up with that would help to relight your own fire? That's what I would do with a guy like him. Because you can't tell me that a guy that came up in a company like Ring of Honor, which is basically the same thing as ECW. Ring of Honor was invented because ECW went out. You can't tell me that a guy like that, who had that kind of passion for pro wrestling, doesn't have something left inside him. So I wouldn't write anything for Punk. I would let Punk write his own story right now. Tell me the direction you want to go in. Who do you see money with? And that's what I would do. Because you're never going to be able to come up with anything that I think would interest him that much. You got to tap into his inner artist, his inner creativity. If you see enough dollar signs at the end of the tunnel with a guy like CM Punk, you got to put creative in his lap and go, all right, man, what do you want to do? Bring it. Let's do it. And I think, listen, I don't know Punk personally, and I've never worked with him professionally. But as a professional, watching a fellow professional, I bet you he can come up with some really good shit.
Now, I agree with you. You would do that. You would give him the pencil. Would the WWE ever give him the pencil?
If they wanted him bad enough, I think that they would allow him to have as much creativity in the angle that would bring him back as much as that they would let anybody else have creativity that was on his level. Meaning, they're not going to put creative control in his contract, but if they were to turn around and finally say, Dave, have you ever went to go buy a car or made a major purchase and the salesperson says to you, what can I do to earn your business today?
Yes, all the time.
It's an old sales jargon. You know, it's a closing tool. ABC, always be closing. First place is a Cadillac. Second place is a set of steak knives. Third place is you're fired. Takes brass balls to sell. Anyway, Glengarry, Glenn Ross. Anyway, Punk, what can I do to earn your business today? What do you want to do? Who do you want to work with? And that might be the way to get it done. I'm sure that there's somebody that Punk knows, damn, I can make money with this guy. Damn, I can tear the house down with this guy. Damn, I can do things with this guy that I've always wanted to do. Damn, I can main event WrestleMania with this guy.
I listen, what you're saying is not only something that I understand, but excites me. But as you know, Bully, I'm a radio guy. I'm what you would call a radio lifer. Okay? It's my career. It's always going to be my career. I worked a long time with NFL radio, 13 years. So I've seen this, seen something similar to this many, many times. I think that CM Punk just wants to be a talk show host or a commentator. I think right now, could this change? Possibly. I don't think it will. But I think that he just wants to be a talk show host or a commentator. He probably has an agent that probably set out feelers. You know, he did some work in the MMA world. I don't know if the MMA world likes CM Punk. He may love MMA. He may want to be an analyst for MMA. As you know, Bully, a lot of MMA fans reject the world of pro wrestling, and I'm sure in that role they would reject the CM Punk. CM Punk could be great on the microphone, as we know he is. But does mainstream want CM Punk? Probably not. He's not a John Cena. He's not The Rock. If he wants to do this now, if this is what his career path is, the only place he's going to get thrown a lot of money and people be like, yes, we want you, is the world of pro wrestling. I've seen it in the NFL. A lot of former athletes, you know what they want to do? They want to be a talk show host or a commentator. They want to do it outside the world of the NFL, but they start in the world of the NFL because that's where they're known, that's where they have the respect, and that's a good way to start because it's a product that they know they're knowledgeable about. I think this is what it is for CM Punk. I think this is the route he wants to go. The only suitors now is the world of pro wrestling. This is a perfect outlet. It's Fox. Hey, man, if I hit a grand slam with this show, WWE Backstage, last week they had 49,000 viewers. If that jumps up to a couple hundred thousand, hey, Fox is going to say, hey, that CM Punk kid knows what he's doing. And then maybe eventually, not being a member of the WWE world, but a member of the Fox family, hey, maybe I could get something bigger and better down the road. I think that's what CM Punk is looking at right now.
Great. And for CM Punk, what's bigger and better? Being the lead host on Hockey Night USA? Big hockey fan. Is that what he's looking for?
But he may want to branch out.
And that's fine, Dave. That's totally fine. You're asking me about the possibility of CM Punk back in a ring. I'm trying to give you the way I would go about getting him back in the ring or negotiating with him. Now you're like, well, I just think this is a way for him to get back into broadcasting on a bigger and better level. Okay, yeah, you might be right. I can't argue with you or disagree with you because, yeah, maybe in the back of his head he's going, man, they tanked on their first episode. They need me. Now I'm going to go in. I'm going to pop a couple of ratings. Fox is going to see that I'm the star. They're going to want to give me my own show. Yep, that could very well be the case. But do you think CM Punk, with his own show, is going to want to talk about the WWE every week?
No. No. And this is why, Bully, this is such a fascinating topic, because what we want, what the fans want, could be completely different than what CM Punk wants.
Fans don't want to see CM Punk talk about pro wrestling. Fans want to see CM Punk in a pro wrestling ring. Boom, done, end of story.
You know what, nope. Bully, you hit the nail right on the head. Like, what you just said, I think, is 100% correct. When people woke up this morning and they saw that CM Punk was on WWE Backstage, were fans like, oh, my God, that's awesome. CM Punk's going to be on WWE Backstage. I can't wait to watch that show every week. He's going to do a phenomenal job. Or were they saying, whoa, CM Punk was on WWE Backstage? This might be that little fire that gets him back in the WWE ring. I would say probably 90% or more is the latter. I bet most people who saw that he was on WWE Backstage is like, this is the door opening for a return of CM Punk in a wrestling ring.
At 11:58 last night, or whatever time his music hit, by CM Punk coming out on WWE Backstage, he gave wrestling fans hope. That's what you got last night. You got hope. You didn't have hope yesterday. Now you have hope. We might be going entirely, jumping too far ahead. What is it? Putting the cart before the horse? Whatever that
saying is. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Right now, from what we know, he will be on next week. And that's all I'm looking forward to. I want to see what he says next week. I want to see how he's dressed next week. I want to see how he interacts with everybody next week. I was very interested. I watched the video. I didn't watch Backstage last night, but I watched what was released on social media. And I must have watched it a half a dozen times. Do you know what I was watching for and looking for specifically?
Knowing you, you're probably looking at his eyes. And
not his.
Go ahead.
Booker's. Joe's. Cole's. Who else was there up there?
Renee.
I know Renee was. Oh, and Paige, right. Mostly I was looking at the guys' reactions. Paige was popping in the background. She's like, oh my God, is this a rib? You know?
Actually, pretty good page. That's pretty good,
you know,
page.
Renee was super excited because I believe Renee and Punk have remained friends, or they are friends, or whatever it is. Booker, Joe, they weren't selling immediately. It was a hard read on their faces. Hmm. And then when you saw Punk come out, they were kind of stoic. They kind of had smiles on their faces, but not so much. Adam Cole's just happy to be there. You know, he's having a grand time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're Adam Cole in the past month, he got to work the main event with Daniel Bryan. He got to work the main event against
Seth Rollins.
Now you're on Backstage hanging and banging with everybody. You know, you're doing awesome. Happy to be there. Playing air guitar, rocking out. Loved it. The reactions of the other guys I was interested in. Now I'm more interested to see what happens next week. The interaction. I think Punk probably has pissed off enough people along the way where not everybody's like, oh my God, we're so happy you're back. So it's going to be interesting to see how he interacts with people. What he actually says. The conviction in his voice, the tone, the inflection, everything. And that's what I notice. Every little freaking thing. Because when you're a successful pro wrestler, it makes you an awesome poker player. And poker players know how to read everybody. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read everybody next week.
Like what you're hearing? Catch Busted Open live Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156 or on demand with the SiriusXM app.
Live in studio, Bully, Poppy joins us here on Busted Open. What's going on, Poppy?
Greetings. How are you?
I'm great. How do you feel like when you come in, you sit down, you put the headphones on? By the way, you look fantastic in headphones.
Thank you.
And you see Bully and I just like bobbing our head to your music, like banging our heads to your music. Did you think when you started making music that two 48-year-old men were going to be banging their head?
Yeah, I really hoped that would happen one day. So I'm glad to see it come to life, you know?
Okay. Are you doing a lot of media today? Are you all over the place doing media, getting ready for the debut of this album?
Yeah, a little bit here and there. It's very cold in New York City today, and I just am trying to hide from the cold.
It's freezing today. Mm-hmm. It's not cold. It's freezing here in New York City.
And I'm only small, so...
You are small. Mm-hmm. Now, you may be... Well, go ahead, Bully.
Poppy, you a wrestling fan?
I am. Are you?
No. Not at all.
That's not true.
I'm like CM Punk. I hate it.
Don't lie. You are the biggest wrestling fan I know.
Who's your favorite wrestler, Poppy?
Well, Triple H, but I also like Ken Shamrock.
Wow. All right. Ken Shamrock, who was a guest here in studio not too long ago. Boy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a favorite. I used to have his action figure.
I mean, it's
What was it about Ken Shamrock that you liked so much?
Well, I think I was initially drawn to him just because of his outfit, but I think he's very skilled as well. And Triple H, I met him recently in person, and he's a really nice guy.
So what is it about pro wrestling that you like? We talked a lot about you performing on NXT, and it sounds like if you had a Ken Shamrock action figure, it sounds like you've been a fan for a while. What is it that draws you to pro wrestling?
I think I was initially drawn to it because of the theatrics and also the outfits. But the more I'm involved, I really, like the sport itself.
Okay.
I have a dream of one day becoming a pro wrestler.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be a pro wrestler?
Yep.
You want to go through a table?
No, I want to mainly jump off the ring and, do the flips.
All right.
So you want to be a spot. You want to do spots.
Well, I think it makes sense.
I mean, Poppy as a pro wrestler. Would you keep the name Poppy or would you go under a different name?
I'd be Poppy.
Poppy?
Mm-hmm.
All you can be is Poppy. That's all you can be. You're Poppy.
It is who I am after all, right?
It is. That's true.
Poppy, what would be your finishing move?
Well, you'd have to wait and see.
Oh, okay.
Don't put the cart before the horse, Bully. First, she has to get into the ring before you start thinking about a finisher. What's wrong with you today?
Maybe like the Poppy Bomb or the Poppy Driver.
Poppy Driver.
Or the West Coast Poppy.
Yeah, something like that. I got to roll into the ring when I was just on NXT. They showed me how to do it.
I know. I saw you do that with Io Shirai. You came down with Io Shirai. Now, was that impromptu? Did they want you to do that, or did you decide? I'm gonna follow Io Shirai right down to the ring, and I'm gonna roll into the ring.
I said, hey, what do you recommend? I'm trying to get inside. There we go.
All right.
This way. They said you could take the stairs, or you could do that. And I said, let me do it.
You know what? I gotta be honest. Have you noticed that my voice has gone down like a couple octaves since we've been interviewing Poppy? She has that influence. It's almost like she's casting a spell on you when you talk to Poppy, Bully.
Well, can she cast a different spell on you? Make your power rankings better?
Now, Poppy, now that you're here and you're here in studio and you're a guest on the show, to me, since we play your music, you're not just a guest on the show. You're a part of this show, at least for today. Do you like your coffee?
I do. It's Ecotainer, so okay. We're being
How does Poppy take her coffee? Light and sweet?
No way.
Just straight out, just nothing in it. No.
Raw.
You like it raw. Interesting. So, Poppy, now that you're a part of this show.
I was trying to keep it thematic.
Now that you're a part of this show, Poppy, this is going to be a great... I can tell right now this is going to be one of our best interviews. Bully Ray, first of all, the name Bully Ray, he's a bully. He's a bad guy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm sure you've had to deal with that in the music business. A lot of the stuff that you had to deal with bad guys. Now, with Bully, I'm trying to get to the root of the problem. I know you're somebody that gets to salute... You're a solution person.
I seek solutions.
Yes. Why do you think Bully is such a bully on this show? What is it about him that makes him a bully? What is it about him that always has to have the other side of the argument with me?
Bully, do you have any insecurities?
Zero.
You sure?
Positive, Poppy.
If you say so.
See, Poppy knows something.
He's asking you to help me get to the root of the problem. Poppy, the root of my problem is sitting 2 feet away from you. His name is Dave LaGreca. He's the host of this show. That's the problem I have. So, Poppy, do me a favor. Get rid of him and all my problems will go away.
Dave?
I'll say this, Poppy. I don't know how much you watch Monday Night Raw or SmackDown or AEW, but if you have, and I know you're somebody who's a very detailed person, so nothing gets by you. Over the last couple of months, a lot of fans have made fat heads of my head and have brought it to the shows. Actually, I have an example of it. So people have been bringing this to shows and holding them up in reverence of Dave LaGreca. You know what that's like, because people come to your show and they're in reverence of Poppy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Bully is jealous of the fact that people are making enlarged heads of me and bringing them to shows. That's just me. I could be wrong. That's just me.
Well, maybe we should, you know, make one for him as well.
I already got my own fat head.
Poppy, it's on his shoulders.
Poppy, let me ask you this. When I saw you on NXT the other night, I really dug the song. I dug the look of the band. I dug the gimmick, everything about it. Who are some of your musical influences?
I really like Gary Numan a lot.
Cars.
And Madonna. And David Bowie. I would say those are my top three.
See,
and
we,
how did you...
Oh, go ahead.
How did you find yourself getting into those musical acts?
Well, I listened to a lot of things, and I decided that these are the best.
Fair enough.
Now, we hear a lot about David Bowie, and we obviously hear a lot about Madonna, but interesting, Gary Numan is one of her influences as well. That's somebody that you really don't hear a lot about, somebody who is huge early 80s, that new wave experimental music that I grew up on, and you're... Listen, I think that's great that you take somebody from the past that's not really that well known and is one of your influences.
I like his approach to songwriting.
When it comes to songwriting, and I will say this, the new album that's coming out, I disagree, is a lot different than a lot of the other music that you've made. Why is that? Was that on purpose or was that just like your inspiration in the moment?
It was on purpose because the other two albums that I released, I feel that you had to be very aware of the narrative that was created on my YouTube channel. But I feel that if you're being introduced to me for the first time, you could just pick up right here.
Have you noticed your audience change at all since your music direction has changed?
A little bit. My audience has always been very diverse.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right. One thing that I noticed from watching some of the live material and even an interview you did with NXT backstage is your band.
Mm-hmm.
They wear masks of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little on the creepy side, don't you think?
Mm-mm.
So you don't think your musicians who wear masks of you, that doesn't seem a little strange?
No.
So interesting. So do you think, and again, you're different, you're unique. Should I have the people who work on this show wear masks of me?
I recommend it.
Interesting.
Do you like to look at yourself?
I do like to look at myself.
Well, there you go.
Probably more than anybody else likes to look at me. So maybe that, Bully, what do you think? Alex and Gabby wearing Dave LaGreca masks to work every day? No?
Absolutely not. One of you is enough. Maybe, you know what? Maybe, Dave, you should wear a Poppy mask. Poppy, did you bring a mask for Dave?
Well, if I had a little bit more notice, that could have been arranged.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, see, Alex right under the bus.
Actually, I made the mistake of not bringing an I'm a Dave LaGreca girl t-shirt or an I'm a Dave LaGreca guy t-shirt to the show today, because I'm sure you would have worn one of my shirts, right?
Sure.
Damn. Missed opportunity.
Next time.
Well, you're going to be in Brooklyn in February, right?
That's right.
And I'm sure...
You'll be there?
Well, you know, maybe, you know, a couple of free tickets, maybe. into my hands. Here we go. Not that I'm not willing to pay for it, Poppy.
No, I'll have them contact your people.
Okay. All right. See,
I'm his people.
Come on. Come on. Me and you, Bully, right in the front row at a Poppy concert in Brooklyn? Come on now.
Poppy, you doing any stage diving or stuff like that?
I leave that to the professionals.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Is there a particular city that you enjoy performing in more than another, or a particular city that has a crowd that's a lot more, you know, raucous?
Well, I really like touring and playing shows everywhere, but I was just in Houston and they were very excited to see me. I also really like Chicago.
Chicago's a great rock and roll and wrestling city.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, she likes that.
Yep.
I like that too.
Same.
All right, when it comes to your music and performing in front of an audience, does your, I don't want to say song selection, but maybe how you approach certain crowds, does that differ from show to show, or are you pretty much the same no matter what city you're in?
It changes.
Okay.
Slightly.
Mm-hmm. Do you play the same set list every night, or do you like to mix it up?
I like to mix it up.
I like that too. I like that too.
Mm-hmm.
Are you performing in front of bigger and bigger audiences?
I am.
So where, like, the venues that you're going to be playing for this upcoming tour, like, how big are the venues? Are they, like, you know, like, 1,200 seat theaters?
I believe in New York we're playing at Brooklyn Steel, and in Chicago, the Vic.
All right, so those are pretty big venues then.
Pretty exciting sizes.
Did you ever think you'd be performing in front of audiences like that?
You know, I always hoped, and when you do something for many years and you do it every single day, you know, you really hope something like that would happen.
Poppy, how would you describe your style of music? Are you heavy metal? Are you rock and roll? Are you pop? What are you?
Well, I'm leaving that open to the listener to decide. I wouldn't say it's heavy metal, though lots of magazine publications tend to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because the juxtaposition of that with pop music. They like to put it in the title line, but
do you listen to Slayer?
You know, here and there. I really like the Slayer Christmas House.
Yeah, me too. That is pretty interesting.
So you don't like labels. So you don't like, you don't want a particular label when it comes to your music, because that's
gonna. What would you call my music?
What would I call your music? I can't. I can't decipher. I was listening.
That's the problem I have as well.
It's like it starts off like very electronic, like you said, Gary Numan, and then it gets kind of heavy and I'm bobbing my head, and then the vocals come in and your vocals are kind of very, excuse the word, poppy. So like, I don't know if I can put a particular label. See, I would say that's like me. You can't put a label on me because I'm so diverse. We're geniuses. Small pool of people who are geniuses.
You can't
like
be tied down or held back.
That's right. So labels do that. So why put a label on something? Why hold back a certain style or call it a certain style when, like you said, you're going to have people who love pop music at your shows. You're going to have people who love heavy metal at your shows.
And all ages.
All age. Goth. I'm sure there's a lot of goth people that come to your shows.
Drag queens.
There you go. So why limit that to just one particular audience?
Right. Preach.
That's pretty cool, Bully. I like that, especially when it comes to somebody who's young and a musician and an entertainer, knowing right off the bat that that's the wrong way to go.
Just
Poppy,
be.
You get a lot. Absolutely, just be. And like listening to you and checking out your look, especially with the glasses, are you like the Lady Gaga of new metal or heavy metal? Do you always have a different look going on?
I'm the Poppy of Poppy.
Oh, okay, good answer.
There's no lady. I mean, who's Lady Gaga? I don't even know who that is. I don't even know who that is. There's Poppy. Just be. Don't you listen? She said just be. Poppy.
B-E.
All right.
B-E.
I'm being.
So what's next for Poppy? You have the album coming out. You have the tour. Could we possibly see you on NXT again?
Well, you should ask them. Write them a letter. Triple H, get on the phone. Ask him.
Do I have to actually write a letter? Could I send an email?
Mm-mm.
Hold on.
Has to be a handwritten letter?
Mm-hmm.
Hunter. Yeah, it's Bubba. Poppy wants to be on the show again. All right, cool. All right. No. No, yeah, no. Can the Rusev angle. Okay, bye. You're in.
Thank you. I'll see you next week.
So, we talked about the tour, we talked about the album. Is this tour going to be different than some of your previous tours?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a little hint of what we might be able to see?
Yeah, we're louder.
Okay.
In the fashion, more vibrant.
So louder for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you say louder, just you turn the amps up to 10 as opposed to 9, or is this music?
11.
Okay, 11.
Poppy, your stage show, 90 minutes. How long do you go for every night?
You know, around an hour and a half, 90 minutes.
Okay, perfect. That's the perfect time. I've always said, leave them wanting more. I've talked about, I'm a big Alice Cooper fan. Alice Cooper does 90 minutes a night. So when the show's over, I want to see him again. I look at the tour dates. Is he coming around closer? I think 90 minutes is the perfect amount of set time for a show.
I agree.
Do you play any instruments?
I sing. I play the guitar and the keyboard. And sometimes...
What's your guitar of choice?
Right now I'm playing a pink Fender Mustang. Fender Mustang.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Now, were you a musician first or a singer first?
Singer first.
Okay. So was that a tough transition for you to start playing instruments, or is that something you wanted to do as soon as you started singing?
I taught myself how to play the guitar. It was easy.
The guitar is easy?
I mean, the way I play it.
How do you play it?
With my hands.
Now, Alex Metz wanted to do something interesting for the show.
Mm-hmm.
You're different. You're far different than anybody we've ever had on this show before. And that's saying a lot because we had Sammy Callahan in studio last week.
And Ken Shamrock, right?
And Ken Shamrock's a little bit more professional than Sammy Callahan. If you met Sammy Callahan, you wouldn't shake his hand like you shook mine at the beginning of the interview. Now, Alex was thinking of something creative we could do on the show. I was thinking like a thumb wrestling match, maybe an arm wrestling match. I don't know if you want to get that physical with me. Is there something creative that you could do with somebody that you really don't know that you met for the first time?
Well, Poppy, you want to be a wrestler. Why don't you put him in a wrestling hold?
She hasn't been trained yet, though. She could hurt me.
I could teach her over the air what to do to you.
I could do a blood choke.
What's a blood choke?
That's more jiu-jitsu than wrestling, though.
Yeah, do it.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thumb
no. Do the blood choke.
Thumb war?
A thumb war? Let me ask you a question.
You gotta watch out for these fingers. Four claws.
That's all right. Forget it. He had a colonoscopy last week. He's fine.
Oh, no.
I would want to have a thumb war with you.
Hand sanitize first.
Here you go. Hand sanitizer for you, because I know you've been shaking hands with a lot of people, especially here at SiriusXM. A lot of frauds walk around here. I'll put some on, too.
I want to see the blood choke.
Of course you do.
Choke him out. Please, Poppy. Choke him out.
All right. I'm putting on the hand sanitizer as we speak.
Okay.
Is this okay with management, by the way? Is it okay if we do a thumb war? If I do a thumb match with Poppy?
Yes.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. Just want to make sure.
Don't get too crazy, though.
It can get rough. I promise to only use my thumb.
Okay.
Deal. I'd like to see her gouge your eyes out with those fingernails.
You do have a bunch of... you have kind of like... I don't know if cult's the right word, but like a religious movement for you, right, Poppy?
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could convert me with one thumb war?
Potentially.
Interesting. All right, what are we putting up in this thumb war match? There's got to be something we put up. What can we put up, Alex, in this match of thumbs? What, she gets, if she wins, she takes my fat head? I don't think Poppy wants my fat head.
I could use that, potentially.
In the stage show, right? You bring that up, you hold it up, people start bowing. All right.
This is all we have to choose from.
Yeah, we don't have much here. We have a masked superstar mask. We have an autographed picture of Tony Atlas. We have a Ric Flair doll.
Yeah, what about Ric Flair?
All right. Okay. I like it. If you win, you win the defining moments Ric Flair doll.
Got it.
What? But what do I get if I win? She takes
you
a picture.
To touch Poppy.
No, no, no. She gets to take the picture with the fat head.
Yeah, I don't really do physical contact. You know, we're holding hands, but that's about as far as it should go.
No, but I'm not asking for
shot
anything more.
Shot down in a blaze of glory.
I'm saying that if I win the thumb war match, you have to take a picture with the LaGreca fathead.
Done.
Okay, let's do it. All right, I need you to commentate this, bully, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Damas y caballeros, lucha libre profesión. Oh,
two,
no, wait.
Three.
That's Telemundo.
I declare a thumb war. Okay,
here we go. Here we go. Poppy and Dave LaGreca lock it up right now. Colin
oh, one, two, three.
You can't do the shark attack.
Why not? There was no rules in Thumb War. You have to take a picture with the LaGreca fat.
I'm still taking
LaGreca
that
LaGreca cheated. LaGreca cheated. He's a heel. He's
There's
a
no
bad
way
guy,
can actually
Poppy.
Be
I tried
Poppy
to tell
in
you.
A Thumb War match. I had to cheat. I did the shark.
We want
to
recount.
You want to recount? Yeah. All right.
Can
all
I right. still have the doll? For my hurt feelings.
Yes, you can have. You have to do. But I'll give you. But by the way, Poppy, Ric Flair is my all-time favorite wrestler. That's my favorite Ric Flair action figure. We don't call it dolls. That's my favorite Ric Flair action figure. I will give that to you as a present.
Really?
Yes. You can have that.
I'll never forget you.
You know, Poppy, I'll never forget you.
Thank you.
But you have to take. Don't. You're not getting out of taking a picture with the fathead, though. As nice as all these pleasantries are, okay. You have to take a picture with the LaGreca.
Dave,
fathead.
Hook her up with Ken Shamrock.
Just for coffee.
Just for coffee.
Yeah, for coffee.
All right.
Yeah, just coffee.
Starbucks coffee. Do you have
coffee with Ken?
Have a
coffee with Ken.
Coffee with Ken.
And then we can maybe document it.
Oh, document it. Could be like a little documentary on YouTube, Bully. How about a day? How about a coffee with Bully?
Coffee with Ken has a rose.
Coffee
with
Ken, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm tied up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right. And think of what you could do with Tommy Dreamer. The Tommy Dreamer at on social media at the Tommy Dreamer. Big fan of yours, Poppy.
Oh, hi, Tommy.
He's got the kendo stick. And then with Tommy, you can have anything. It could be ice cream with Tommy, hamburgers with Tommy.
Tea
with Tommy. Oh, all right. So coffee with Ken and
Tommy.
Tea with Tommy. I like that. We can make that happen, Bully. Make it happen. You can call Triple H. You can call Tommy Dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make it happen for you.
Thank you.
All right. So, again, Poppy on tour starting in 2020. She's going to be in Brooklyn in February. So, Bully and I are going to be front row for that. And then, of course, the name of the new album is called I Disagree. And you can always follow Poppy at, believe it or not, at Poppy on social media. Thank you so much for coming on the show,
Thank
Poppy.
You for having me.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Peace.
We love it. Bully, good stuff from Poppy.
Very interesting, intriguing, different. I like different.
You do like different. And you know what? What better way to celebrate the return of CM Punk than having Poppy live on the air?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I like
it. I like the performance on NXT. It was good.
Yes, it was very good. And again, hopefully we can have you back on NXT again. I love the entrance with Io Shirai. As a matter of fact, I think the next thing for Poppy, Bully, is to have Poppy be a part of WrestleMania in Tampa.
That would be the dream.
That would get you over.
Thank you.
This is, of course, the title track of the new album, I Disagree. What is it like hearing your own song in the headphones, Poppy?
I think that's me.
We could do it. Bully, we could do a little slam dancing to this song, don't you think?
Poppy, you got pits at your concert?
Yeah, do you have any mosh pits?
Yep.
Oh, they go nuts for Poppy.
Have you ever been in a mosh pit before?
I leave that to the professionals.
She's too small.
All right. We'll go to a Lamb of God show and hit the wall of death.
Or the Poppy show.
All right, so, yep, cool.
Bully, you gonna come with me? I'm definitely going to Brooklyn.
Yeah, I'll be right there next to you, Dave, like I always am.
Oh, you say we never go to a concert together. In February,
we'll
you
Poppy.
And I for Poppy.
We'll be those two guys in the front row.
See you
me, there. You, and Ken Shamrock.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.